It's the fresh running backs and income more. They're dosing you with more here.
Waddle checks in, an extra tackle.
It's all your bigs.
Devlin is in. Burkhead.
Allen.
Behind him. Allen to the left along with Gronkowski. Second and goal to go from the two. Allen motions left to right, then reverses direction. Brady under center. A give to Burkhead. Runs it left for the win! Touchdown, Patriots! And they're bound for Super Bowl 53!
What a call, Sosi. We're going back, baby. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. America's worst nightmare is back. We're going to our fourth Super Bowl in 5 years. Pack your bags. Start our buses. We're coming home, Boston. Oh, my God. Can't believe it. It's not their year, right? It just might be. It just might be.
It was Sony Michel much of the night. It was Rex Burkhead with the last two touchdown runs for the Patriots. And Burkhead on the two-yard run at the 10:08 mark of overtime in the AFC Championship game.
I mean,
delivers the Patriots to an NFL record. 11th Super Bowl.
America's worst nightmare is back indeed. Bob Soshi, Scott Zolak on the call for 98.5 The Sports Hub, calling the final play of the AFC Championship game that saw the New England Patriots go into Arrowhead and survive, outlast, whatever you want to call it, the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime, 37-31, punching their ticket for Super Bowl 53. Mark Schofield here in the big chair for the second to last, the penultimate installment of 2018 Revisited, our offseason series here at Locked On Patriots, where we are going week by week through the Patriots 2018 season. And I just want to warn everybody up front, this show might run a little long. Usually on these shows, I've tried to look for like somewhere in the neighborhood of anywhere from 6 to 8 clips to pull, plays to talk about, moments to break down. I've got 15 clips stored up, and some of those have multiple plays in them. And so going back through this game, it brought back a lot of the emotions, the highs, the lows, the sheer terror, the ultimate excitement that saw that victory in overtime. And so it was a lot of fun to put this one together. I hope you enjoy it as well. Before we dive into this one, your usual reminders. First, follow me along on Twitter at Mark Schofield. Check out the work at a variety of places, InsideThePylon.com, Pro Football Weekly, Matt Waldman's Rookie Scouting Portfolio, and yes, that trio of SB Nation websites included Big Blue View, Bleeding Green Nation, where I co-host the QB Sco Show, and of course, Pat's Pulpit. Let's talk about this game, though. Two teams, and since week 6, it seemed like these two teams were destined to meet in the AFC Championship game. They would meet thanks to the Patriots pulling out their division all-around win, a convincing victory over the Los Angeles Chargers. And for the Chiefs, they get the Indianapolis Colts at home on a Saturday, and they take care of business there, setting up this rematch of what was a classic game in Week 6. And this one started similar to how the Patriots' divisional round game started. They got the ball first. They went right down the field with a nice long drive and capped it off with a short touchdown run from rookie running back Sony Michel.
The Chiefs' sideline. Michel is the tailback. It'll give it to him. Michel powers in for the touchdown. Right behind James Devlin.
And this has got to be concerning, but watch Devlin go right inside. Just power football and make the block right in the hole. And Gronk once again taking on over and over again outside linebackers, defensive ends. Speaks, he was on right there, but just each week you see him dominating at his position in the run game, and these coaches see it for the Patriots, and they have been relying on it.
Extra point.
Michelle's short touchdown plunge gave the Patriots an early lead, and it was another, like I said, long, lengthy drive to start the game. They worked the ball down the field, kept the ball for more than half of the first quarter. Finally, Michelle caps it off with a 1 yard touchdown plunge. And the Patriots' defense would stiffen on the Chiefs' first possession. They would sack Patrick Mahomes on a 3rd and 10 on Kansas City's own 24-yard line. Kyle Van Noy with a 14-yard loss on the sack. And the Patriots would get a chance on a drive that went through the end of the first quarter and into the second, they would face a third and goal at the 1 yard line and a chance to go up 14-0 early on the road and perhaps not send a knockout blow, but really put Kansas City in a hole early. But then the Kansas City defense stiffened themselves.
Stop right here. This crowd will erupt and get back in this game right away.
Third and goal. Everyone in tight. Brady still has it up top. He goes, he's intercepted! Intercepted by Reggie Ragland. And he's going to take a knee in the end zone for the touchback after the pick. Brady had gone 237 consecutive postseason attempts without an interception. What a time for the Chiefs defense to make a play.
Ragland's big play kept the Patriots out of the end zone, gave the Chiefs some new life and a possession of their own. And it was Tom Brady's first red zone interception in his last 78 postseason red zone passing attempts. It had been since the Seahawks Super Bowl 49, was the last time Tom Brady threw a red zone interception in the playoffs. Now, given this opportunity, the Chiefs didn't do anything with the football. They went 3-0. The Patriots got a stop on a 3rd-and-1 in Kansas City's own territory, but the Patriots could not take advantage. And the teams basically traded punts until the final possession of the first half, the final full possession, when Tom Brady capped it off with a touchdown pass of 29 yards to Philip Dorsett.
The Saints earlier today. 2nd-and-1. All kinds of time for Brady to go for it. To the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown. Philip Dorsett. A week ago, Dorsett had his first career postseason touchdown in the game against the Chargers. He gets another one this week.
And he runs it out and up, and he beats Nelson bad. And Brady knows the corner's not looking, so you just make sure not overthrow him. And Dorsett does a great job coming back to the ball. And that, the Patriots thought they were going to have to do that more in the first half. Take shots down the field early on the down, and they did it there. And silence this crowd.
Extra point good.
Dorsett's touchdown capped off what was an almost perfect first half for the New England Patriots, but for the Ragland interception. It gave them a 14-0 lead at the halftime break. But every Patriots fan knew, just like Week 6, you could not keep this Chiefs offense down for long. Andy Reid was going to come up with some answers for the second half. And boy, did the Chiefs answer. On the very first possession of the second half, they went right down the field. They got a 54-yard completion from Patrick Mahomes to Sammy Watkins on a 3rd-and-2. And that set up this Mahomes touchdown pass to Travis Kelce.
Time of the first game. This year, Week 6, 15, 14 tonight.
You can have a great plan, and guess what? That quarterback's someone, there's magic, and they can just make stuff happen.
Here he goes to the end zone, and it's caught by Kelce for a touchdown. He beat J.C. Jackson. So a lightning strike, as you foreshadowed, Tony. 54 yards to Watkins, and then right behind it, the touchdown throw.
The Kelce touchdown cut New England's lead in half, 14-7. But before the third quarter were to end, the Patriots would tack on 3 more points, a Steven Gostkowski field goal, and the teams entered the fourth quarter with the Patriots holding on to a 17-7 lead as they entered the game's final frame, or at least the final regulation frame. Up next, the blistering end to this contest, a dramatic fourth quarter, and of course, overtime. We're going to break all of that down next on this AFC Championship game installment of 2018 Revisited. Mark Schofield back with you now on this AFC Championship game installment of 2018 Revisited. And let's face it, we have a lot to get to just in the fourth quarter and overtime alone. Because when we left the action, the Patriots had just converted a 47-yard field goal from Steven Gostkowski to take a 17-7 lead in the AFC Championship game on the road with 4:02 left. However, the Chiefs got the ball and started a drive of their own that closed out the third quarter and moved into the fourth quarter. And on the first play of the fourth quarter, on a 2nd-and-10 at the Patriots' 14-yard line, a Patrick Mahomes pass intended for Travis Kelce fell incomplete, but J.C. Jackson was flagged for defensive pass interference. That gave the Chiefs a first and goal at the 1 yard line. The foul occurred in the end zone, and the Chiefs immediately cashed in.
Setting up the Chiefs just a yard away. Sends Watkins in motion. Mahomes rolling out. Throws it. Caught for the touchdown. Damian Williams.
It's a one-person route. You fake everybody goes left. Running back goes to the flat. Quarterback goes out. He looks inside and throws a dart. And the speed of Williams running. Hightower. Hightower knew his responsibility, did it correct. He just wasn't fast enough to keep up with Williams.
The short touchdown pass from Mahomes to Damian Williams on a boot concept into the flat cut into the Patriots' lead, making it 17-14 here in the fourth quarter. And then one of the game's more bizarre sequences of events took place. The Patriots looked to be in very good position. How? Well, they actually were stopped on a fourth and one at the Kansas City 25-yard line. Daniel Sorensen, the safety, coming up and stopping Rex Burkhead. Interesting decision by Bill Belichick to go for it, but when you're up three against this offense, maybe you're thinking you need a touchdown. But the Patriots' defense steps up. They force a three and out. Dustin Colquitt, he looks to punt. Julian Edelman, back there to return it, looks like he fumbles it away, but upon review, they rule that he has the football and is down by contact, giving the Patriots the football. However, just two plays later, as they say, and as Tony Romo will say here on the call, ball don't lie.
Michelle gives him a 100-yard night. 101 on 27 carries, a fake to him on the play action, and the pass is intercepted. That's Sorensen with the football on the deflection. Sorensen, who made the stop on fourth down, it went off of Edelman's hands.
Well, they have a saying in basketball, the ball doesn't lie. It was going to eventually go back to the Chiefs. This ball goes right through the fingertips of Edelman. And Sorensen returns. They were going to get this ball either way. Brady looks off, fires it.
You're saying Edelman's fingertips were going to come into play in some form or fashion.
Brady's attempted throw to Julian Edelman on a crossing route goes through Edelman's fingers right to safety Daniel Sorensen, the man on the spot there. And as you heard Tony Romo there on the call with Jim Nantz for CBS, ball don't lie. Sorensen makes another big play here after stopping Rex Burkhead on fourth and one. He comes up with the interception, and the Chiefs have fantastic field position now, trailing just by three. They have the football at the Patriots' 23-yard line, and it would not take long for them to convert with Damian Williams playing another big role here in the fourth quarter.
Mahomes changed the play. There's a chance they're coming right after him with everyone again.
Coming to the near side to Williams. He's got a hole wide open field. Chiefs have taken the lead.
The Chiefs convert the second and 10 play, and just like that, after this strange sequence of events, Kansas City has their first lead of this game, 21-17. Now, I want to remind everybody, this comes with 7:45 left. The extra point is converted with 7:45 left in this contest, and the score is 21-17, Kansas City. The Patriots, though, they would not be denied. Tom Brady leads the team right down the field, and they get the ball down to the Kansas City 10-yard line facing a fourth and one. Again, now trailing by four, Bill Belichick leaves the offense on the field.
Here's the handoff, and to the end zone is Sony Michel, and the Patriots are back in front.
Brady, I thought they would do this on the other one. He gets up. It's quarterback sneak. Nope. I'm going to motion, and I'm going to call the outside run because you can't take away both. It's really, really difficult. What a play call. Outside zone. All those guys are inside saying it's a quarterback sneak. It's a quarterback sneak. All right. Let's wash them all down and go out wide.
As you heard there, the Kansas City defense was put in a bit of a bind facing Tom Brady, such an effective runner of the quarterback sneak. They stuff the inside, expecting Brady to sneak, but instead they go outside zone with rookie running back Sony Michel, and the Patriots are now back on top, 24-21. Now that touchdown comes with how much time left in the game? Well, just 3 minutes and 35 seconds. So the Kansas City Chiefs take over, and wouldn't you know it, may go right down the field.
Approaching 2 minutes. Got to have a play on the north side of it. Handoff up the middle, and it's Williams with another touchdown.
In his first AFC title game, the first title game in Arrowhead, with the season on the line in the AFC Championship, takes the biggest drive of his career, and he goes down and
scores. The Williams 2-yard touchdown plunge up the middle gave the Chiefs a 28-24 lead with just under 3 minutes remaining, and it capped off another strange series of events in this contest. On the second play of this possession, Patrick Mahomes hit Travis Kelce for a short throw over the middle that was actually stopped behind the line of scrimmage. Travis Kelce put the ball on the turf, a fumble forced by Stephon Gilmore, and it was recovered by Dont'a Hightower. So at that moment, it looked like the Patriots would have both the football and the lead with 3:20 left in this game. But that fumble recovery, nullified by a defensive hold and flag on J.C. Jackson, given new life, the Chiefs offense goes right down the field, capping it off with the Williams touchdown plunge, making it 28-24. Then, another strange sequence on their ensuing possession, facing a 3rd and 10 at the Chiefs' 34-yard line. With just 1:01 left, Tom Brady looks to throw, and New England's season in a moment looks like it's over.
For a moment, but he had it long enough, I believe, but he got a flag down, so the ruling is an interception on the field. We'll wait for the flag.
Well, this could be on the Patriots. It could be a wrong formation, or it's offsides. This is huge. This could be the game right here.
Offside. Defense, number 55, lined up in the neutral zone. The 5-yard penalty will replay 3rd down.
D Ford was lined up in the neutral zone.
The pass attempted by Brady goes through the hands of Gronkowski is intercepted. However, laundry on the field. Linebacker D Ford lines up in the neutral zone, waves off the interception. Patriots given new life, facing now a 3rd and 5. This time a 3rd and 5 at the Kansas City 29-yard line. Who would Tom Brady look to on the next play? Number 87.
Just look up there and pick him.
Here they come after Brady. He goes down the field to Gronk. Turns around, makes the catch. He saw what you saw, Tony.
They don't have answers. They're going to have to play one-on-one. You got to go with your best player. I understand. You know, everyone wants to say, this is the guy. Throw that ball up and give him a chance.
Brady's throw to Gronkowski on a fade route up the left sideline is caught by the big tight end, and he's tackled down at the 4-yard line. So with 42 seconds left, the Patriots, trailing in this contest, 28-24, have a 1st and goal at the 4-yard line. They would convert that immediately with Rex Burkhead on a 4-yard touchdown run off left tackle.
They're going to run this ball. Kansas City's got to sell out.
There's a handoff to Burkhead. Burkhead pulls ahead and scores the touchdown. What a drive.
New England 31, Kansas City 28. And after the extra point and the kickoff, the Chiefs take over. 1st and 10, their own 31-yard line with 32 seconds left. What happened? Well, Patrick Mahomes deep to Spencer Ware, 21 yards. After a timeout, Kansas City's 3rd, they face a 1st and 10 on the New England 48. Patrick Mahomes with 23 seconds left, deep left to DeMarcus Robinson for 27 yards. Given Mahomes, now a 1st and 10 at the Patriots' 21-yard line, clock running, 16 seconds left. Mahomes spikes it. Harrison Butker comes out, and before you know it, this game's headed to overtime.
Okay.
Well, the miss here sends New England, right, Jim?
That's it. Now to tie it. Butker's kick. It is good all the way. And we're tied at 31.
There was time left in this contest, but the Patriots would have Tom Brady take a knee, even though they had 6 seconds left and the ball on their own 19-yard line. This game, they would then go to the overtime period and a coin flip. The Patriots would win that coin flip. They would take possession of the football. A touchdown ends the game. A field goal gives Patrick Mahomes the football and a chance to win it. You don't want to give Patrick Mahomes a chance to win it. But after a first down throw to Chris Hogan for 10 yards, the Patriots would then face, after a Rex Burkhead no gain on a run up the middle and a Brady incompletion on a pass intended for Edelman, their first third down of overtime, a third and 10 at their own 35-yard line. They would convert three third downs on this drive, a third and 10 at their own 35, a third and 10 at the Kansas City 45, and then a third and 10 at the Kansas City 30.
Whacked a couple of times and was complete.
Gronk's got a chip. Running back's got a help, so he has time to throw. Once again, Edelman in the middle of the field.
Pocket sealed. Down the middle. Edelman again with a third down catch.
Gronk is out wide. Watch the top of your screen. Watch this safety. If he comes down, there's a good chance he's throwing out there.
It's Gronk for the first down. Gronk cut inside on the slant and gets it down to the 15. Got halfway on.
We'll break down those three third down conversions in the final segment of the show, but thanks to those big throws from Brady and the huge receptions from Julian Edelman and Robert Gronkowski, the Patriots now could smell Super Bowl 53. They would face a first and 10 of the Kansas City Chiefs 15-yard line. But again, you don't want three here. You want seven. Well, you want six specifically because you won't need the extra point. You'd be packing your bags for the flight home to Boston. Rex Burkhead would go up the middle for 10 yards and a fresh set of downs on that first down play. First and goal at the Chiefs, 5-yard line. Burkhead up the middle for three, set it up. Second and goal from the two.
I can't see it here. This has to be a run.
Second and goal to Burkhead. Burkhead to the end zone. Hello, Super Bowl. New England is heading back again for the third straight year.
Game blouses. Up next, we're going to talk about those three third down conversions as well as, well, what we learned about the New England Patriots in this AFC Championship game. That's ahead here at Locked On Patriots. Mark Schofield back with you now. Going to close out this AFC Championship game installment of 2018 Revisited. And let's talk about those huge conversions in overtime. The first one came on a third and 10 at the Patriots 35-yard line, 13:40 remaining in the overtime frame. And you need this one. If you go three and out here, Patrick Mahomes can win this game with a field goal. And they could win it easily with a field goal. The Patriots, as they do so often, they put Julian Edelman wide to the left and motion him into a stack alignment behind Philip Dorsett. And the Chiefs, interestingly enough, they run a simple cover two on this third and 10 situation. That opens up the middle of the field, and it's just a base cover two. It's not even a Tampa two look. And they try to go man underneath it. The Patriots have sort of a rub concept. Out of this stack, Philip Dorsett goes to the outside, and Edelman comes to the inside over the middle. And that creates a rub, and against cover two man underneath, that rub is all Edelman needs. He gets a free release thanks to the stack. He gets some separation off the line of scrimmage thanks to the rub, and he's wide open against a cover two, basic cover two look with no Tampa two linebacker to contend with. Brady sees it, clean pocket, puts the throw on the money. Yeah, you know, Edelman takes a shot from Sorensen, who's flying down, screaming downhill from his cover two alignment, but because of the stack slot, the motion, and the rub concept, Edelman is wide open. Now we go third and 10 again at the Chiefs 45-yard line. And again, it's Julian Edelman who's going to be open here. What do they do? Well, they motion him from the right boundary into another stack slot alignment. This time, the Chiefs are trying to play the same defense. It's again cover two man under. It's basically the reverse mirrored image of the previous play. Dorsett, Edelman in a stack. They switch off the release. Edelman comes inside. It's man coverage underneath. Dorsett releases to the outside. The rub and the switch create separation. There's no middle of the field linebacker. It's a too high safety look. Easy read, easy throw, easy catch. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. It couldn't have been simpler for Tom Brady to identify what they were doing. So now, your next and final third and 10 of this game. This time, McDaniels is ready for the adjustment he expects, because they put YISO Gronkowski to the left and Edelman is part of the trips look to the right. The Chiefs show two high safeties, but they rob it. They switch it to basically a cover one look where one of the safeties drops down into that Tampa 2 middle of the field alignment to take away the crossing route that they know is coming from Julian Edelman. And it's a simple read for Brady. If they get that too high look again, he's going to throw the underneath crosser to Edelman like he had two previous occasions. Instead, when that robber safety comes down and Sorensen to take away that crosser, you throw the backside slant route away from that safety to Gronkowski working one-on-one against Eric Berry. That's exactly what happens. Berry tries to play him with outside leverage to take away the outside fade route. So Gronk comes inside. Easy throw. Easy catch. First and 10 at the 10-yard line. At the 15-yard line, excuse me. Josh McDaniels, a step ahead of the Chiefs defense here. Three plays, three conversions of third down and long, and the Patriots are going to Super Bowl 53. And ultimately, that's what we learned about this team. They were going back to a Super Bowl. We've now recapped their entire season except for Super Bowl 53. We've had some highs. We've had some lows. We've had some moments where we didn't think this team was going to get back. And you heard Scott Zolak saying that. This team was done. This team didn't have it. This team wasn't going to be able to get back to a Super Bowl. Lots of people nationally and locally, and yes, on this show, i.e. me, doubted this team at various spots throughout the season. But in the end, they had what it took to get back to a Super Bowl. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about how they won that Super Bowl. That's ahead on the next installment and the final installment of 2018 Revisited.